flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is concerned. Now we turn our attention to a...
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Program, obviously, that's just climbing the charts every single year. Kind of a crazy thing, the way they ended the season out in Hawaii. University of South Florida. This is a program, as I said, a lot of fun to go there during the summer, a lot of the fun to watch them. They're making some major strides. Their schedule this year is crazy. And head coach Alex Golish is behind everything and doing a tremendous job. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, making some time for us on a Monday night.
No, I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you pointing out our schedule's crazy, man. It'll be fun. We'll be down there your way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get down. We're going to get to that schedule. I just want to look at last year, and obviously that was a year that a lot of these young men grew up. You had some injuries, obviously, but you fought through them. And I just thought it was so great the way you ended the season. It, going into overtime, being the furthest you could be away in a bowl game, going all the way out to Hawaii. But what a reward for a tremendous year. Let's just talk about last season and how things went, because I think this program, and you got to admit that they grew up quite a bit because they were had a lot of adversity along the way.
Yeah, you know what? It's it was year two for us and showed growth in some areas. And like you said, lost our quarterback week five and watched Bryce come in and grow before our very eyes. But some ups and downs. You know, we played a tough schedule early and had to grow up. And it's kind of part of it. It's part of building a program. And had some downs there early and then went and won five of the last seven and kind of hit our stride going into that bowl game. And it was a heck of a way to finish it, like you said, out in Hawaii against a really good San Jose State team. And we had to go be gritty and had to go to five overtimes and find a way to win, which I think set us up for an off season where I think guys are slowly but surely starting to figure out what it actually takes to win.
Yeah, I agree with you. And not only that, what you've done is you've opened a lot of eyes, especially locally, up and down the coast and kids who may not have said, you know, in the past, you know, USF, yeah, but now they're paying a lot of attention. You're playing an exciting brand of football. A lot of the kids now are coming there that didn't come in the past. A lot of local, you've gotten a great with the local coaches, a tremendous type of deal where you invite them, they come. It wasn't always like that. Regime after regime, they had to kind of pull teeth to get them. Talk about that, because I think that's so important to have, you know, especially within 50, 60 miles of your campus, to have high school coaches and athletes and their parents who want to be on your campus.
Yeah, I think that's what made this job so attractive, amongst other things, is that you don't have to go very far to recruit. You know, we focus so heavily on this state, which everybody knows is the best football state for high school football in the entire country, and you've got some neighboring states that are phenomenal. You don't have to get on very many plane rides to go. And so for us, it's just been a matter of being able to get these guys on our campus and getting high school coaches on our campus to show them what we've got. This place is incredible. This is a top 45 public school in the country, right in the middle of Tampa, and in a huge media market in Tampa, Florida, one of the best cities in the country to live in. And so how do you get people here? Well, you get them here, you get them around an incredible staff, and you sell exactly what I'm talking about, where you can be close enough to home that your support system can come see you play, but you're also on an incredible campus getting a big-time education. And as we build this thing back to where it was at one point, that this can be a top-10 program in the country. And I think as all of this craziness of college football keeps happening, I think we're positioning ourselves with the investment that our administration's made to be a premier college football program. We're 27 years old, so a lot of things that you're doing for the first time, and we've got to close this gap where slowly but surely we're closing, but because of the investment that they've made, you're closing it faster than anybody probably thought. And so we just got to continue to build, and we're doing that by recruiting local kids to stay home and showcase their skills right here in Tampa.
Yeah, no doubt. Alex Golish is the head coach at University of South Florida. It's kind enough to join us this evening. And, you know, the thing, too, is last year you and I sat there and we talked about the vision. And you said no longer is it a vision, it's a reality. And the stadium is going to be going up. You have the indoor, which is second to none. You have, like you said, a campus that, you know, where you have, 50,000+ students. It's still not a too overwhelming of a campus to get around. I mean, the kids, there's a lot of space, as you said, great education. Now over the last couple of years hooked up with the hospital as far as giving them an opportunity to get a degree in medicine and some of the other things, and having an opportunity now to play in one of the best stadiums in the NFL, but soon to know that you're going to have something on campus. What's the feeling about that? Because like you said, we're no longer selling a vision. We're selling a reality.
Yeah, you know, there's 2 years of proof of concept, which is certainly a lot easier to sell than man, this is what we're going to do. This is what we want to be. That part is easy. We've had consistency with our staff. So you're showing that coaches want to be here. Our staff wants to be here. And like you said, we're fortunate to play at Ray J, and it's been awesome, but it's time. You know, we're 28 years old now as a football program. It's time we have our own home. We have something to point to. We have something where alums can come back and be really proud of. We've got something where students can get up on a Saturday morning and whatever students do on a Saturday morning before they go to the game, they can do that. But we broke ground in October, and now you can actually see something being built. You know, the part you didn't mention is we're building a football complex right in front of the stadium that's going to be second to none in the entire country. And nice. So you're setting yourself up to have a facility between the indoor and what our practice facility looks like now, and then a football complex that'll be elite on every level. You're setting yourself up to be able to recruit at a high, high level and have something incredible to show for it.
Yeah, no doubt. Alex Golas joins us, head coach at USF. And, you know, everybody uses the portal. You've done it. Outstanding kids come and go. Talk about some of those kids that you have, because I recognize a lot of them, you know, when they were getting recruited. Chaz Nimrod, who was a Tennessee guy, you know, at the beginning. Jonas Duclona, who Southwest Florida kid who went to Wisconsin. How do you integrate these guys with this experience, kids that were Power 5 type of kids at the beginning and now part of your program, to kind of integrate with some of the younger kids? And we saw it last year. I was just talking earlier this evening with somebody, and, you know, with the portal, with the way things are, you could be Indiana, you could be Arizona State, you could be SMU and watch your program turn around just like that. Talk about what you brought in and what you're bringing in as far as the transfer portals to infuse in the talent that you've recruited.
Yeah, you know, I said it when I got here, Larry, that we're going to build it with high school kids, and not to change the subject on you, but we've signed 53 high school kids in the last 2 years. So I've stayed with what I said we were going to do, because we really genuinely want to build a program and not just the team. We want to build a sustainable long-term program, and not that you can't do it through the portal, but I truly believe in bringing in freshmen and developing them. And I truly believe that the retention of those guys is probably easier than going and hitting gold in the portal. But our first 2 years, we walked into a situation where they had won 4 games in 3 years, and it's not a knock on anybody, it's just the reality of what it was, and a bunch of guys left. And so we had to go get some guys that are older with experience to be able to bridge the gap between the high school recruiting and the ability to field a team. And so, you know, we did that our first 2 years. And this year was the first year where I felt like we actually had the opportunity to do what I wanted to do when we got here, which is recruit high school kids and then give the ability for these guys from around here, Florida primarily, to give them an opportunity to come home. You mentioned Jonas Duclona. Connor McLaughlin, who's a Tampa Jesuit kid that went out to Stanford and started for 2 years at tackle, give him the opportunity to come back home. You know, guys like Thomas Schrader, who is a Venice kid that leaves, goes to Florida State, goes to App State, starts the entire year at tackle after battling a bunch of injuries at Florida State and wants to come home closer to home. And so he's here. And there's a bunch of those guys that are, whether they're Bay Area kids or just Florida kids that have left, you know, we've got Cartavius Norton, who's a Ware County, Georgia kid that left, went to Iowa State, ended up at Charlotte, was their starting back a year ago. We needed a back, and he's back close to home. And so that focus, more so than just casting a wide net and hoping, you're focusing on bringing guys back closer to home, which in a lot of ways was a huge reason why this job was so attractive, because you're right in the middle of, again, the best high school football in the entire country. And so that's kind of 2 years in now, is not just shooting for whatever we can get nationally in the portal, but more so targeting kids that have left here. And, you know, everybody comes down here and recruits, and I did it for 12 years, was down here trying to convince kids to go up north, now trying to convince them to stay home. And so that's a huge advantage for us, but that's where we've tried to so much attack the portal.
No doubt. No doubt. Before we let you go, let's talk about this schedule. Probably as tough a three games as you could have to start the year off. All top 25 teams, Boise State at home, on the road at Florida, and on the road at Miami. Talk about that, because that's a way to kickstart this season.
Yeah, you know what? It's an exciting way to start off, right? You can. It's easy to go into the off season and say, man, like, here's what you got coming up. This is what you got to get ready for. And you know, Boise State represented the group of five in the playoff last year, had a first round bye, had an incredible season. So if you ain't excited to go do that, you're crazy. You know, and so that's awesome. And then we get to go play two in-state teams that, you know, in a lot of ways that'll be easy to get up for. You play a Florida team that finished incredibly well, maybe as good as anybody in the country, is recruited incredibly well, and a Miami team that we played here last year and through a half played incredibly well, and then kind of struggled in the second half. These guys, you know, it's going to be easy to get up and get going for those three. It'll be exciting. It'll be fun. It'll be awesome for our kids. It'll be awesome for our fans. And you'll know after 3 weeks, are you a contender, or do we still have a long way to go, which I think will be exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously your league is always competitive. Last year it was. You had some really tough, you know, you look at the programs like Navy and North Texas State, and you're going to play Memphis, which is a top-notch program all the time. So you got things geared up. I know that coming up with spring, and then you got the great off-season where a lot of kids come onto your campus, and we'll certainly be there again this summer. And I thank you so much for taking the time on this Monday evening. Did Effie ever get a new car yet, or what?
He got a new one.
He did. Okay, well, that's always good. He just got to watch where he parks. Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you so much for having me on.
Anytime. Alex Golish, the head coach at USF, University of South Florida. I mean, certainly a program on the way up. Great coaching staff. I mean, you know, you go out there and guys that you see, and Kevin Patrick and DeMarcus Van Dyke and the entire gang out there. And when we go out there during the summer, they make us feel welcome. And I really enjoy the time. It's hotter than blazes, but what the heck, right?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.